Game on!
Yeah, game on!
Blue Jackets fans, your time is now.
That's an attention getter.
This is CBJ in 30, presented by Tel-Hio Credit Union. Find out more and open an account online at telhio.org.
Do it. Do it.
Now, here's your host. He may not be the biggest.
For some reason or another, you sound a little taller on radio.
But he's certainly the best.
I know he's got balls of steel, that guy.
Bob McGilligan.
I'll be honest with you, it doesn't look much like the Great White North. It is sunny. It is warm. It is unusual, if you ask me. Welcome to a game day edition of CBJ in 30, presented by Tel-Hio Credit Union. I'm Bob McElligot. Tonight, the Blue Jackets in Edmonton to take on the Oilers for the second and final time this season. The last time the two teams met, the Oilers embarrassed the Blue Jackets at Nationwide Arena by the score of 4-0. Tonight, the Blue Jackets need a win. They lost two nights ago in Calgary. They have got to get a victory, and if they get it tonight, they will do it without their starting goaltender, Sergei Bobrovsky. That is the news of the day. Bobrovsky was not on the ice this morning. John Tortorella said after the morning skate that Jonas Korpisalo will start tonight, Keith Kincaid will back up, and that Bobrovsky is nicked up. And that is all that he would say about it. Nicked up was the term. What does that mean? Does that mean that he's out for the rest of the trip? Does that mean he's out for the day? Does that mean it is something more substantial? Nobody knows. But it is Korpisalo's show tonight. He gets a chance to play against the Edmonton Oilers and gets a chance to run with the ball and see if he can get the job done. And again, as I just said, quite frankly, he has got to get the job done. This team needs to get the job done in front of him. Be behind him, whatever. I don't care how you put it. They have to have the support for him tonight. He has to do his job. They've got to get a win. Nine games left on the schedule in the regular season, and the Blue Jackets have a one-point lead over the Montreal Canadiens for the final playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. This is a game that they have to win tonight. You've got Edmonton, who I'll talk about in a few minutes here. They have to win. Their head coach, Ken Hitchcock, former Blue Jackets coach, admitted this morning that they pretty much have to run the table if they want to have a chance to stay in the conversation. They went on the road. They felt like they had to win two out of three. They didn't do that. Now their backs are against the wall. And usually when you get a team whose back is against the wall, they try to fight their way off the wall. And that's what the Blue Jackets should expect tonight from the Edmonton Oilers. Marcus Nuttavaara will return to the lineup this evening. He was out with illness. On Tuesday, he comes back in. Dean Kukan will come out for the Blue Jackets tonight. Also coming out is Lucas Sedlak, who rung one off the post against the Calgary Flames. He wasn't the only one. There were a few others. But he is not going to play tonight. Eric Robinson will take his spot in the lineup with Brandon Dubinsky and Riley Nash on a fourth line. So there you go. That means that Wennberg stays with Jenner and Bjorkstrand. You've got Duchesne playing with Dzingel and Anderson. And then you've got the top line of Artemi Panarin, Pierre-Luc Dubois, and Cam Atkinson. And let me shift the focus to that line right now. That line looked much better in Calgary the other night. Looked much better. They don't have anything to show for it in the way of points. But they looked better. There was more time that they spent doing the job in their defensive zone. When I talked to John Tortorella before Tuesday's game, he told me the key for that line was to do their defensive job, to do the job in their own zone, not to be trying to fly the zone, not to be trying to create offensive opportunities and forget about your defense, that they had to play defense first. And that's what would help them to become better. And they did that the other night. They did a much better job of it. They had chances. They certainly had chances. They just didn't bury them. And that's a combination of the goaltending for Calgary, which, listen, David Rittich did a fine job, but I just thought – almost everything the Blue Jackets shot, they hit him right in the chest. The shot selection was just okay. They can talk about their scoring chances, 25 scoring chances and this and that, but when you hit the guy in the middle of the chest, unless you're going to blow it through him, which you're not, it's not going to go in the net. So take that for whatever it's worth. But anyway, that line, that top line, they looked more at ease. They looked more like themselves. Because this is a line the Blue Jackets have relied upon, mostly the only line they've relied upon throughout the entire regular season. Remember when John Tortorella famously said in Winnipeg, I have one center that's playing right now? One center? That was Pierre-Luc Dubois. And Tortorella has also admitted that in the last couple of weeks, Dubois has been tired. They put a lot on him. He needs to get through it. And they needed to kind of regulate his minutes a little bit more. He couldn't do that until the trade deadline when Matt Duchene showed up. That changed a lot of things. Maybe some for the good, some for the bad. I don't know. But in any event, that line has to be a dominant line through these next couple of weeks if you want the season, if they want the season to go beyond the next couple of weeks. They have got to get back to playing how they can play on a consistent basis. Earlier today, I did have a chance to catch up with the anchor man on that line, the man in the middle, the centerman, Pierre-Luc Dubois.
Over the course of the last couple of games, you and your line have been, you've been out there not getting the same kind of production that you had. It looked like you stepped it up in Calgary a little bit, all three of you. What changed? Is it a mindset thing? Is what needed to change on your line there?
I think a lot of things, but, you know, I think before that we had a couple of good games, just couldn't, you know, shooting them back-to-back most of the time. I think, you know, we talked about it, and we did a really good job in Calgary of, I think, supporting each other, being good on the forecheck, playing connected, playing together, and I think that's what made the difference.
I asked John Tortorella a game or two ago about you and your ability to drive that line, and, you know, he has said that at points this year that he's put a lot on you and it has worn you down, and he, you know, that you need to learn how to get through that and all that stuff, you know, in a positive way. But do you feel like that? Do you feel like you're getting on the other side of that, and it is your responsibility to drive that line a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, like I said, we talked about it as a line, and I think as a centerman, you know, and how my game, how I can play, you know, I can get on the forecheck, win those one-on-one battles. I think, you know, I don't think I was doing enough of a good job in certain areas of my game that maybe that hurt the line. So yeah, I'm trying to get back to it. And, you know, I'm 20 years old, and like, you know, like Torts said, you know, it's these things, it could be a lot, and but to me, it's just fun. You know, it's keeps me busy. You know, it keeps me. Keeps me having fun, keeps me finding a new challenge, so it's fun.
Is there any challenge to it when you're playing with two guys that love to score, or they love to have the puck on their stick? Panarin likes to pass it to Cam, obviously, but do you ever get into a spot when they're struggling, does that put any more pressure on you too because you are trying to get them going, and, man, do I need to get the puck to this guy, do I need to get the puck to that guy? Does that factor in at all?
Not really, honestly. I mean, like I said, I think – there's a lot of things I could do to help the line that I haven't necessarily been doing the past couple weeks. But, yeah, I mean, I think, like I said, we talked about it. Cam's a smart guy. Brett's a smart guy. They know what they have to do, you know, and I think if, as a centerman especially, if I could help them, you know, win those one-on-one battles so we don't have to be in our zone for that long, be good on the forecheck, get the puck so we can stay in the zone, you know, reload so I can keep pucks in, then, you know, they're – two amazing players that can do a lot of good things. So I don't necessarily think about, you know, individually.
How tough is it to get the puck to the net at this time of the year when teams are locking down? It's getting to be, well, not only is it playoff time, but you're playing teams that are in the playoffs, you know, these last couple of games. How tough is it just to get the puck to the net, let alone in the net?
Yeah, it's not easy to score in this thing. You know, it's not easy to get a chance, and what you do, you know, the goalies are so good that it's not easy to put it in. And I mean, it's that time of year where, you know, the game closes up, middle of the ice is harder to get to. Shots from there are harder to get to, and once you do, you know, it's harder to get to the net because, you know, teams are blocking so many shots now. So, it's just, I think it's just about playing fast, getting your shot off fast. I think if, you know, if you take your time and you try to pick and choose what chance you want or, you know, stuff like that, then that's when you can fall in the trap of letting the other team get to the middle of the ice. You kind of have to, you know, like I said, play fast, and when they're on the outside, you attack the middle, you know, create a chance, you know, as soon as possible, because once they get back, you know, it's practically impossible.
Have you walked away from the last two games feeling that you could have and maybe should have won both games? You did get the point in Boston, but the other night you played really well, and you come up basically a goal short in Calgary.
Yeah. I mean, Boston, I thought it was a tight game. Got a point. And then the last game in Calgary, I mean, four posts or something like that. And, you know, they played well, but, you know, I thought we had 20-something scoring chances. You know, you look at it and, you know, it's frustrating. It's kind of been the story of the past month or so. But, I mean, it sucks not winning. But the positive is, you know, if we keep playing like that, I mean, we're bound to win games. And, you know, it's that time of the year where you have to win every game. And, you know, you think that if you keep going like that, it's going to happen.
One more thing. You're 20. You said that. You're a pretty laid-back guy for the most part. I know you're intense on the ice, but this tension as you get down near the end, you get down to the nine games remaining here, how do you handle it? How do you control the pressure of wanting to do well, wanting to get wins, and absolutely needing to get points?
To me, honestly, it's the same thing as during the whole year. I mean, you want to win every game. I mean, obviously the points now are very important, but, you know, maybe if we won, you know, two more games in October, you know, we'd be in a different situation right now. So it's a long season. There's a lot of games, but, you know, it's as important, I think. You know, I think, like I said, you know, we talk to each other. We know we have to do some stuff better. And, you know, it's people on the outside look at it, you know, as an even bigger game than, you know, 2 months ago. Technically it is, but like I said, if we won two games in October, you know, we wouldn't be in this spot right now. So it's the same thing, I think, all year.
PL, thanks so much. Good luck.
Thank you.
There's Pierre-Luc Dubois, Blue Jackets top line centerman, who has got to be an important cog in the wheel for them to get to the playoffs. He has to be. He maybe is the most important in some ways, because if he's not going and that line's not going, I don't know if this team is going anywhere. So good to hear what he has to say and talk about it. And he, you know, throughout the course of that interview, I'd be asking him things and he'd get like a sly smile on his face. He's pretty relaxed, to be honest with you. He's pretty relaxed. He knows he needs to perform. I think that came across loud and clear. Another thing he needs to do is win faceoffs, especially in the offensive zone, and get puck possession. Because the other night in Calgary, you saw John Tortorella put Matt Duchene out there between Panarin and Atkinson in the third period so that he had a chance to win an offensive zone faceoff and keep the puck in the Calgary end and get pressure on the Flames. Dubois's not doing that. He's not winning faceoffs. That is his biggest weakness of his game, is the faceoff part of it. And that's where he has to get better. That's not going to come overnight, I don't think. You know, I just think it'll come for him through the course of time. But right now, that is certainly not his forte. So they need him to be much better when it comes to that. And they need him to he's got to find a way to win draws. It's as simple as that. Because it's going to be ever so important, not only in these nine games, but if you get to the postseason, that is going to be huge. You know it. The Blue Jackets have been there the last 2 years. You know what it's all about. It's about puck possession and special teams. And the Blue Jackets are weak in the faceoffs, and they're weak on the power play. So they need to get better in both areas of those games as we go down this stretch, because those are going to be important things in the stretch. Look at the other night in Calgary. The Blue Jackets get a third period power play because the Calgary Flames are messing around and not getting somebody out there for the faceoff on their third consecutive icing. So they're trying to take their time, and bam, they get dinged with a delay of game penalty. And John Tortorella said this after the game the other night. He said it flat out that they needed to take advantage of that right then and right there. They needed to get a power play goal. It would have tied the game, and it would have been a huge blow to the Calgary Flames. But they didn't get it. The power play couldn't get it done. And you can say, well, they moved the puck well, they retrieved it well, they kept the puck in the zone, and they did all of those things. There's no question they did all of those things. It looked nice. It had no finish. The time for looking nice is gone. The time to finish is now. That's the difference. In game 35, if the power play looks nice, okay. In game 70, whatever we're in here, 73, 74, it doesn't look so nice. Even if it looks nice, it doesn't look nice if you're not finishing. So those are the two areas, to me, they're the two biggest areas of concern for this team. Winning faceoffs so that you possess the puck, scoring when you get the power play. Because the power play chances have gone way down. there are games you're lucky to get to a game, right? Teams are being more conscious of how they're playing. They're playing it close to the vest. They're trying to play defense, not take penalties. It's playoff time. If you are going to the playoffs, that's what you're building for. So you're not taking penalties. You're not doing so much of the dumb stuff. And so you're not going to get very many power plays. When you get them, you need to capitalize on them. So that's very important as well. Before I tell you about the Edmonton Oilers here, how about I tell you about Telhio Credit Union? How about that? Well, Telhio Credit Union, going above and beyond, that's what they're all about. That's what they've been about since 1934 when they first started putting people over profits. It's a very simple concept. You can go on their website. You can find out all the information that you want to know about them. Find out about them. Find out what kind of services they have. Find out what their rates are. If you can't find it there, if you go through and click all the tabs and you can't find what you're looking for, first of all, if you go and you click on all the tabs, set aside a bunch of time because they have a lot of information there. But if you click on the tabs and you can't find out what it is you're looking for still, then just click on the live chat option and you can talk to somebody and find out what it is that you are looking for. The other thing you can do is just stop by when you're out and about. Sorry, I'm in Canada. So I've screwed up three words here. I'm in Canada, so I should say sorry. When you're out and about, make sure that you stop by Telhio Credit Union. Telhio Credit Union is open to everyone in Central and Southwestern Ohio, and they are federally insured, that sounded better, by NCUA. Let's talk about the Edmonton Oilers. Just a couple of weeks ago, we saw what they did to the Blue Jackets at Nationwide Arena. It wasn't fun. It wasn't pretty. It was ugly, as a matter of fact. The final score in the game was 4-0. The Edmonton Oilers did almost anything that they wanted to in that game against the Blue Jackets. The Blue Jackets know that they didn't even come close to playing their best game. They know that what they do tonight has got to be 1 million times better than what they did on that night, and it goes from there. But the line that they have got to find a way to neutralize tonight, and I just talked with Pierre-Luc Dubois, and everyone knows it. They've got to stop the line of Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, Zach Cassian. Very simple. Connor McDavid leads this team with 105 points. Draisaitl leads the team in goals with 43. All right? So you've got to stop those guys. They killed the Blue Jackets the last time. What did McDavid had 3 points in that game against the Blue Jackets? 4-0 game. He had 3 points. They've got to contain him somehow tonight. Draisaitl, look, in that last game that they played against each other, the Blue Jackets made mistakes. Adam McQuaid handed him a puck inside of the zone. It was not good. It was ugly. And the Blue Jackets know it. And they have a chance to make amends for it tonight. Now, another thing that Ken Hitchcock said about his team, he said their best defense is keeping the puck in the offensive zone. And remember, there was a shift where they kept it in the Blue Jackets' end for like 2 minutes and then scored a goal in that game on that Saturday at Nationwide Arena. So that's what Hitchcock's talking about. If you stay away from your own goalie and keep it in the other end, then that's a great recipe for success. Any coach will tell you that. They were able to do it on that night. He wants them to do it again here tonight. The Blue Jackets have got to come back and support, you know, what I was talking about with the Dubois line coming back, playing in your defensive zone. It is a must tonight for every single line. Come back. Make the plays in the defensive zone, get the puck ahead through the neutral zone and to the other end of the ice. It will be imperative. Another thing they have to do tonight is they're going to face Mikko Koskinen again. He's got a 2.89 goals against average. I didn't think he was that great. In that game on that Saturday, I thought it was yet another game where the Blue Jackets shot the puck where the goalie could make a relatively easy save. Hit him in the chest, shoot it at his glove. You've got to get the goaltenders moving, and you've got to get rebounds. That's another thing. Watching these last couple of games, when's the last time the Blue Jackets scored a rebound goal? When is it? Look at the two goals the other night in Calgary. First one, Werenski, great play in the neutral zone, gets the puck, comes into the left wing circle, shoots it. One shot and in. Boom. The second goal, power play goal. Oliver Bjorkstrand gets it right wing circle, snipes it underneath the crossbar. One shot in. Oh, that's great. That's great. But at this time of the year, there are going to be teams that score goals, and you better become one of these teams. Teams that score goals, when they shoot, there's a rebound, they shoot again, and maybe even a third time. Goalies are good, defense is good, I get it, but you've got to be able to get the rebounds. And the only way you get the rebounds is if you go to the crease. They have got to go to the crease against this Koskinen kid tonight. I think he is vulnerable. I think he can be had, but they've got to take it to him and bring the pressure tonight. If they don't do that, if they make it an easy night for him tonight, that does not serve the Blue Jackets well at all. So, again, I think this guy can be had, but they've got to make it happen. We can talk about it till we're blue in the face, but if they don't do it, it's not going to matter. They got to bring it to this guy tonight. Put the pressure on him, for sure. Once you get past that top line, there are other guys that are threats on this team, but it is that Connor McDavid line. Listen, what do the Edmonton Oilers have? If you say to somebody, maybe not even a casual person, but any hockey fan, name me one player on the Edmonton Oilers. Who are they going to say? Who are they going to say? Are they going to say Sam Gagner, who I like? No offense to Sam. No, they're not going to say that. Are they going to say Chris Russell, who I like? No, they're not going to say that. They're going to say Ryan Nugent-Hopkins? Maybe. Maybe. They're going to say Leon Draisaitl? Doubtful, but maybe. Are they going to say Connor McDavid? Oh, yeah. Yeah, they are. In my opinion, 10 out of 10 times. He's the focal point. Not easy to shut down. Great speed. Terrific speed. Probably the best speed in the game. You got to shut him down. Remember here a couple of years ago, not in this building, in the old building, first time we saw him play, and Korpisalo was in net. And he scored a goal that was like, it was ridiculous. Just what he did, the way he came in, and he got separation, and he did about 45 moves with his hands and put the puck in the net. And then later, or was it, I don't remember if it was right after the goal was scored or if it was later on a play, Korpisalo was talking to McDavid, and they were having an obvious conversation, which is weird between a goalie and an opposing team member. And I remember asking Jonas afterwards, what were you and McDavid talking about? And he goes, I was just asking him how the hell he did that. So this is a dynamic guy. You better find a way to get a body on him tonight. You better make him make adjustments, because if you don't, he'll make adjustments that you do not like, that you will absolutely positively hate. So you have got to dictate his game tonight. Easier said than done. Way easier said than done, for sure. Well, last night there wasn't much action in the NHL, but there was some. Toronto gets off the schneid a little bit. They've been struggling and flailing, and they are not in top playoff form right now. But last night they were in Buffalo, which is kind of a cure-all for many teams, and it was for the Leafs last night. They beat the Sabres by the score of 4-2, a game in which the Sabres had a 1-0 lead after one and found themselves down 2-1 after two. I know the people in Buffalo must be just dejected. That they were the best team in the league in December. The Stanley Cup is awarded in June, 6 months, right? That's where you learn. Don't get too excited, because there's a long way to go. Capitals came back to tie the Lightning late in the third period last night, forced overtime, and then Victor Hedman scored a goal. He had the best quote after the game. He said, and I'm not reading it directly, but this is what he said. I have all, but maybe I'll miss one or two words here, but here's the gist of it. He said, I came in, I looked at my options, I didn't like my options, I blacked out and I scored the goal. So, you know, basically saying, look, that's not my forte to come in one-on-one with the goalie, but he made a move and he froze Braden Holtby, took the puck around him and put it in. And that's how Tampa got their second point last night. Vancouver-Ottawa was interesting. Vancouver was up by a bunch. Ottawa gets back in the game. It was 4-0 Canucks at the end of two. The Senators scored four in the third period, but Vancouver scored three. So 7-4 was the final there. that game just reeks of ugly to me. And then you had Winnipeg going into Anaheim and doing exactly what they should have done. They shut out the Ducks 3-0. Standings in the East Metropolitan Division. Washington, 94 points. Islanders, 91. Pittsburgh, 89. In the Atlantic, Tampa Bay, 118 runaway winners. Boston, 97. Toronto, 93. Wildcard teams, Carolina with 87. Blue Jackets with 84. Montreal right out of the playoffs with 83 points. That's it. Nine teams vying for eight spots. Over in the West, in the Central, Winnipeg, 92 points. Nashville, 89. St. Louis, 84. In the Pacific, Calgary, 97 points. San Jose, 94 points. Vegas, 87 points. Dallas with 82 points. And Arizona, 78 points. Two wildcard teams right now. Minnesota and Colorado are both in it. 77 points for the Wild, 76 for the Avalanche. So there are two teams right there within 2 points. If you're Arizona, you're looking over your shoulder. Chicago's got 74. Maybe they're still in it. Vancouver has 74, and there's no chance they're in it. So that's what's going on with the standings. Now, what about the other games that are going to be played tonight? I'll tell you what they are. And the Blue Jackets will be interested in some of these. Like, Tampa is playing at Carolina tonight. So it would be nice if the Lightning were to win another game. The New York Islanders are playing in Montreal against the Canadiens. It would be nice for the Islanders to get off the schneid tonight and get a win, even though that's going to help them with points. But at this point, pardon that pun, who cares? Pittsburgh is in Nashville to take on the Predators this evening. The Flyers are in Chicago. They will play against the Blackhawks. Elsewhere tonight, the Bruins are in New Jersey to take on the Devils. Florida's at home to play against Arizona. That's an important one for Arizona, trying to stay in a wild card spot. Detroit is at St. Louis tonight. It is Colorado playing in Dallas. Big one again for the Avalanche. The Ottawa Senators are in Calgary this evening. Vegas Golden Knights at home against the Winnipeg Jets. And the San Jose Sharks are just down the coast in Los Angeles to take on the Kings. Tonight, the Blue Jackets and the Edmonton Oilers. 9 o'clock face-off Columbus time. Pregame coverage starting at 8:45 on the Blue Jackets radio network, including our flagship station, 97.1 The Fan in Columbus. You can also get the game through your phone by using the Blue Jackets app or the TuneIn app, and you can get it on your computer at bluejackets.com. Your computer or your laptop, whatever. You know by this point in time. There's no question. Blue Jackets need to split the season series. They need a win tonight here in Edmonton before they continue on and play against Vancouver to wrap up this road trip on Sunday. But one game at a time, it's the Blue Jackets and the Oilers tonight. Until then, I'm Bob McElligott saying so long.